Hey everyone, this is your audio update for the 29th of September, 2021. This week I'll be starting the update with fan service because we need your input on how to proceed with this set. As you know, we've been in the process of porting Flying High over to Blender and getting a new team set up so we can create all future short animations in this other software. During this process, however, we have found that it's very difficult to perfectly recreate the look of the Flying High image set in Blender. We're still working to get it as close as possible, but there will be some noticeable differences between the animations and the images. With that in mind, we don't want to port fan service over to Blender since the differences will be even greater than those in Flying High. So here's what we want your input on. Should we continue with the creation of the fan service image set in DAZ Studio with the understanding that no animations will be created for it? Or should we skip fan service and create a new story starring Serene and set in the club environment that you've already seen? She'd be accompanied by one of the stock Blender characters, and the set could be animated as we progress through the story. In the post, you'll find a link to a Google poll. Please vote in it and let us know what your preference is. In addition to the question I just asked, the poll also asks for your input on the dynamics of the Serene set if the majority of the patrons choose the second option. After you've completed the poll, feel free to leave a comment about what you'd like to see in the story as well. Now moving on to the rest of the update, starting with general Blender updates. Meryl is currently working on a short animation that got put on hold earlier this month when the animator working on it dropped out. It was coming together nicely, but needed a bit more work before we could call it done. We're hoping this one will be finished by the end of the week. The rigging team also did a little bit more work on Serene's rig this past week, combining her girl and dick girl rigs into a single rig with a dick that can be switched on and off. This might seem obvious to you, but it's easier said than done, so normally we just have two separate rigs for the girl and the dick girl version, which means anytime we need to make a change to some other part of the rig, it has to be done twice on each rig. By combining the rigs, we can save a little bit of time in the future. In addition to combining the rigs, we've also made a huge improvement to Serene's dick. We can now set two target locations for it, which will allow us to parent it to a hole. The end result of this is that the dick will stay centered in the pussy or ass or whatever during all the action. Mira remarked, "I can't count how many hours I've spent aligning the dick," if you want some context into how potentially time-saving this improvement is. Next, for Bloodlust Lanessa, we're going to be saving the Bloodlust update for early next week. We're stretched thin this week, and we need a little bit more time to compile the update. Now moving on to the Cypunk 1000 Patrons vaginal sex animation. So, we discovered a couple errors in one of the later renders, which needed to be fixed. There was a bit of clipping, and the lip sync was slightly off. The animation has already been tidied up and sent back to the farm to render, but it's not going to be finished before the end of the month as we hoped. We'll keep you posted on the current progress, though. Finally, for Flying High, Part 9 is still looking good. We decided to expand it a bit by adding some more images. We expect these additions will be done in the next 2 weeks, though, and we'll post it as soon as it's ready. That's all for now. Thank you, and have a good week.